SF St. Petersburg, Bulls by the Bay.
Hello, St. Pete, and thanks for tuning in to Bulls by the Bay, your weekly update from USF St. Petersburg. I'm Colleen Cherry, Community Relations Specialist, giving you the latest news from our vibrant waterfront campus. On August 14th, Senator Nick DeSegli and Representative Linda Cheney visited USF St. Petersburg for a ceremonial check presentation recognizing $10 million in state funding for our new Environmental and Oceanographic Sciences Research and Teaching Facility. This investment will further position St. Petersburg as a world-class center of marine and environmental science, education, and community engagement. As Regional Chancellor Christian Hardegree said during the ceremony, this is more than a building, it's a launchpad for solutions. The facility will expand research capabilities, enhance student opportunities, and strengthen our leadership in marine science and coastal resiliency. This fall semester, we are introducing Rockies Book Club, a monthly gathering at USF St. Petersburg's bookstore centered around a book of the month. We'll explore a wide range of topics and genres with titles selected by alternating hosts from the USF St. Pete community. Each book club gathering is open to the public and free to attend. Enjoy discounted drinks from the bookstore cafe, complimentary light bites, and a lively conversation led by our alternating hosts. The first book club will be the Thursday Murder Club by Richard Osman, and the event will be hosted by Regional Chancellor Christian Hardegree on Tuesday, September 9th, from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Find out more at stpete.usf.edu/bookclub. Beaches across Florida and the Caribbean are dealing with record amounts of sargassum, that brown floating seaweed that washes ashore in huge mats. While it's an important habitat for marine life out at sea, onshore it decays, smells bad, is harmful to people and marine life, while creating costly challenges for tourism and local communities. Researchers at the USF College of Marine Science are leading efforts to better understand and manage these massive blooms. They're combining satellite imagery with ocean models to track where the seaweed is moving and predict when it will arrive on specific coastlines. Their work shows that some areas, like the Mexican Caribbean and parts of the Antilles, are especially vulnerable, receiving hundreds of thousands of tons each year. These countries face significant economic and ecological pressure from the influx of sargassum, mainly due to loss of tourism. With support from a $3.2 million NOAA grant, USF has developed the Sargassum Watch System, a near real-time tool that helps managers and residents prepare in advance. By zooming into the scale of individual beaches, the forecasts are giving communities a powerful early warning system to reduce both environmental and economic impacts. Tune in this Wednesday, August 27th at noon as Radio St. Pete shares a special live broadcast from the USF St. Pete Campus Bookstore. Join me and Radio St. Pete host Stephen Reardon and Domenico Pontoriero as we talk to special guests from the USF St. Pete community about life on campus and all the exciting things gearing up for our fall semester, followed by an hour of live music played right here in our campus bookstore. Keep up with all the latest USF St. Petersburg news by visiting stpete.usf.edu. That's all for this week's Bulls by the Bay weekly news update. I'm Colleen Cherry, signing off till next week.
USF St. Petersburg, Bulls.